Now, when style matters, on CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Cosmic Broadcasting app.
Hey, good Wednesday afternoon. I hope all is well with you. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert and host for the next hour on the When Style Matters show. If you're a new listener, I want to say welcome. Every week you should know that I'm here sharing style news, expert advice, and tips on how you can create a great image and make a lasting impression. Okay, last week we heard from my special guest, Mary Pearsall, the mascara maven, and she shared some great tips for the 40-plus woman on how you can wear your makeup to look more vibrant and alive without looking gaudy. It was also a giveaway Wednesday show, and V. McLeod from Colorado Springs was our lucky listener. So I have lots of fun information I want to share with you today. I also shared info last week on my recent Girl on the Move trunk show with Denver fashion designer Ann Fanganello and much more. If you missed last week's show, don't forget that you can check out the archives on our website at CosmicBroadcasting.com. Just go to the home page, click on the On Demand podcast tab, and scroll to the very bottom to the When Style Matters show. That'll be awesome. You can find all of my recordings there for any shows that you have missed. All right, as always, again, I have a number of things to share, but first I want to give a shout out to my awesome sponsors, Mixing Things Up. Wellness Matters, LLC, with Sharon Simpson Dogon, is an ongoing sponsor, and Sharon offers several great services, including massage therapy, light therapy, and reflexology, just to name a few. You can check out her website at yeswellnessmatters.com. Also, Genesis Med Spa, and the owner is Dr. Lisa Jinks. As you know, Genesis Med Spa's mission is to provide excellent medical-grade aesthetic services while educating their clients and engaging them in the decisions regarding the health of their skin. Genesis Med Spa's website address is genesismedspa.com. Check them out. Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy is a continuing sponsor, and the owner is the lovely Miss Barbara Stafford, a certified medical support clinical hypnotherapist who specializes in helping you live the life that you deserve. Barbara's website has great info on the services and products that are available to you. Her website address is cospringshypnotherapy.com. Lynn Putnam, an independent representative at Silpata Designs. Silpata is ever-evolving and true to their heritage of high-quality, handcrafted jewelry. It's a company built by women for women. Check out Lynn's website at mysilpata.com/lynn.putnam for more info. And last but not least, Unique Products, creator of the marvelous Moodstruck 3D Mascara, is an ongoing sponsor, and Mary Pearsall, again, is the presenter who's bringing this 3D mascara to your door. So, ladies, if you have thinning lashes and you want them to look 300% fuller and longer, check out this great 3D mascara. And I believe Mary has a new website address, which is themascaramaven.com. So don't forget that. Okay, if you would like to become an advertiser or sponsor of the When Style Matters show here on Cosmic Broadcasting, feel free to contact me at Lynette@WhenStyleMatters.com, or you can call into the studio at 719-362-8851. That was a mouthful, wasn't it? As my list of sponsors grows, it's okay.
I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
You want them to grow. So.
Absolutely. And I have a new sponsor who's coming on next month. I could tell you about it, but I'm going to wait for the next show. But we will have a new sponsor coming on, and I'm really excited about this company and this lady in particular who's going to be joining us here and become a part of the Cosmic family. All right, what can I talk about now? I want to talk about November. November begins my season for super style savings. So you want to be on the lookout for all the things that I have coming your way. This holiday season, I am offering all kinds of super style savings just for you. On Saturday, November November 22nd from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Center for Powerful Living, I will hold my awesome workshop entitled Five Things Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know About Her Body and Style. It's a fun, interactive workshop for the 40-plus woman who wants to continue to look and feel amazing for the next 40-plus years. And ladies, I can tell you that the RSVPs are flowing in. It is the cost of this workshop is $39, but I am offering an early bird special, $29 now through November 10th. So if you're on the fence thinking about getting on board and reserving your seat, don't delay. Make sure you go ahead and get the $29 special early bird savings. So what more do you need to know? Let me ask you something. Are you a person who's struggling with those time-consuming decisions about what you should wear on a daily basis, or frustrated over figuring out your authentic or unique style? How about finding clothes that fit your amazing 40-plus body because the outfits you used to wear just don't seem to work anymore? Do you have that dated hairstyle that your favorite stylist says is just fine? Or are you having buyer's remorse because the mirrors in the clothing stores make you look different
that's
than
not,
your mirrors
that's not
at
fair.
Home?
That's not fair. You're outing hairdressers. That's not
Seriously,
fair.
Seriously, I can't tell you how many will tell you you look just great and you've been wearing that hairstyle since freshman year of college. I see it all the time. If you are struggling with these things that I just mentioned, this event is perfect for you. And let's say you're not struggling, but you still want to know how to look and feel terrific for the next 40-plus years, and you like connecting with savvy women who may become your business partner or a prospective client. It's for you, too. And as a bonus, I'm going to be sharing my expertise to review your personal wardrobe. So you are invited to bring one to three of your standby pieces or those you may not be sure about for a mini closet review. So as you can see, ladies, there's going to be a lot of interesting things going on at this workshop. It is one of my favorites. I don't do this workshop very often, but I love it. And yesterday I was reviewing the presentation and I just fell in love with it all over again. So, make sure you mark your calendars for November 22nd, Five Things Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know About Her Body and Style. I promise you're going to laugh and have a great time. Don't forget the early bird special, $29. You can go to my blog site, thesavvystylist.com, and click on the events tab, and you'll see it there. You'll see the link to reserve your spot. Okay. And as if this isn't enough, beginning November 1st, I have a special holiday offer for you. It is 15% off of my signature elite and VIP style packages. This is huge. And the last time I offered this discount on my signature style packages was 2 years ago. So this is truly a rare special that I am excited to announce. And I know that there are several women here in the Colorado Springs region who have expressed an interest in getting involved in my signature style system. And this is the perfect opportunity for you to do so at a great discount. This is an investment, and it's well worth it. I do offer payment plans, so there's really no excuse if you're ready to transform to if you're ready for your transformation to a stylish image that pays in many ways. This is your opportunity to save on this awesome package. And the special will be running November 1st through December 31st. So that is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
I know. Okay, I have some interesting things I want to talk about, just briefly some of them, on style news, things that have come up in the news lately. And the first one being Renee Zellweger. So much hype about Renee Zellweger's new look. Two words, enough already.
Now tell me this, are you talking to Now, are you talking to the people commenting about it, or are you talking to her directly?
I'm really just talking to everyone that's been writing things in the media and social media, and so much judgment going on for her. You know, this is still a relatively young woman. She's 45. I'm sure most of you know Renee Zellweger. She's an actress, producer, and a voice author, artist, and she first gained widespread attention for her role in the film Jerry Maguire. Mm-hmm. We all remember that, right? Yeah. And subsequently, she has received 2 nominations for the Academy Award for Best Actress for her roles as Bridget Jones in the comedy Bridget Jones' Diary, which I love, mm-hmm. and as Roxy Hart in the musical Chicago. Right. So, you know, she has some great talent behind her. She is more than her face. And, you know, initially when I saw the comments and the photo, you know, everyone has an opinion. I'm not saying that isn't so. I have an opinion like everyone else. But, you know, it sort of went from just commenting on whether we thought she looks great, because she does definitely look different. She's lost weight, and she says she feels healthier and better than ever.
Okay.
So, you know, I take her at her word. You know, you don't know. She is older, so people change. Your looks change. You know, I think the important thing is that, you know, she feels good about herself.
Yeah, and that's the number one thing.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Are you happy with it?
Then it's okay. It's no problem.
Right. So we can have our opinion. Did you like her when she had a little more weight? Personally, I thought she looked fine when she had more weight, but I don't think she looks, you know, crazy now. I think
no.
She looks fine.
I think a lot of people are making that unfair comparison to Jennifer Grey.
Yeah,
when she got the nose job, and I'm going, guys,
really?
You know, she did it because she wanted to.
It's just that simple. I think she wanted to do whatever work she's had done. She wanted to do it, and I'm not opposed to you doing work. You know, I think if it's done, you know, correctly, that is the most important thing, and safely. So anyway, that's just my 2 cents on the whole Renee Zellweger thing, that we do have an opinion, but careful, don't slay her. You know, I think if that were someone else, they may not want that to happen. I don't think anyone would want all the negative attention on them that she has received over the last week. It's just been outrageous. So
true. Same token in this me society, in this instant gratification society, it's bound to happen. And there's always
it's bound to happen.
And you're going to run into one or two people whom, no matter what you do, are simply not going to like.
Exactly. No matter what you do. So you know, I appreciate the fact that she said, you know what, I'm happy with how I look. I'm okay with that. And
yeah.
She thinks that all the media hype is silly. So I'm glad that she can look at it that way. But I'm sure no one wants to be, you know, torn apart every day. So
right.
Enough already. That's what I say about that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the When Style Matters show. I think that's a good note to take a break on.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysilpata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
Are you ready to have 300% more volume on your lovely lashes? That's right. 300% longer, 300% thicker, 300% more amazing. Unique's Moodstruck 3D Mascara performs like no other mascara on the market. Made from 100% natural green tea fiber, it is safe for contact lens wearers, is water resistant, yet removes easily with any face wash and water. Get the look of extensions and false lashes without all the hassle and the high cost. There is even a money back guarantee, but I guarantee you will not want your money back. Order online at uniqueproducts.com/Mary Pearsall. Unique spelled Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E. And Pearsall is P-E-A-R-S-A-L-L. Or give me a call at 719-287-3488. And I will be glad to help you board the last train.
If you are looking for assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes, allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysopata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
When you don't feel well, you don't function well. Sharon at Wellness Matters has many options for you or your loved ones. Wellness Matters is an integrative wellness studio with two local locations where you can receive massage, reflexology, cupping, and aromatherapy using doTERRA essential oils and more. Also, wellness coaching, yoga, and anxiety relief is offered. So schedule your session at the Colorado Springs or Fountain location today. Call Sharon at 719-351-4837 or go to yeswellnessmatters.com. For your wellness matters.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcasts 1.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert, and you're listening to the When Style Matters show live on Cosmic Broadcasting. Just before the break, we were talking about Renee Zellweger, the actress and producer, and the young lady that has gone through a lot of criticism of late on her new look. My two words again, enough already. She's a 45-year-old woman. She's made some changes, she said, to improve her health, and that's okay with me. As long as she's happy and she's healthy, I think that's the most important thing. Okay, next up, another one that's been hot this week, Walmart, getting in trouble for offering what they labeled fat girl costumes. This is a section on their online store, and I'm reading now from a post in the Huffington Post by Nina Bahadur. And she says, Walmart has everyone's Halloween needs covered this year, especially if you happen to fall into the category known as fat girl, quote unquote. This is an ill-advised category name, to say the least. She says, fat girl still remains a derogatory label, though it shouldn't be, and it's also unclear what the retailer's motivations were for creating such a category. As Anna Merlin at Jezebel pointed out, many of the costumes featured in the fat girl section were also available on a page labeled Women's Plus Size Adults. So was this someone's idea of a funny joke, or did Walmart actually think people were searching for fat girl costumes? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe someone's cruel joke, but I don't think that they were, you know, thinking anybody would be searching for a category called fat girl costumes. Walmart, of course, didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but the section was taken down shortly after Huffington Post contacted them. The fat girl costumes page now redirects you to an empty women's plus size costume page. So apparently they took down both pages. In case you're not a fat girl but just think it would be hilarious to dress up as one for Halloween, why not try the Walmart Fat Tinkerbell getup or purchase a straight-up fat suit? So this commentator just says, you know, it's ridiculous. Walmart shouldn't have done it, and I agree, you know. Fat girl, skinny girl, neither of those are complimentary descriptions of women. So I have problems with that. And Walmart got in trouble for that, and rightfully so. Okay, on to something that I think is more interesting and fun, something that I like. It was an article, if I can pull this up. And I like this one. How to pick your perfect fragrance. I really like that. I am a lover of fragrance. I love perfume. I wear it every day. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel bright and sunny. And sure. I have different fragrances for different moods that right. I'm in and to have different effects. So this is an article I found on Bazaar's website, harpersbazaar.com, and mm-hmm. it says, find your perfect scent. And I like that. So first category up is, let's see. Let me make sure I'm at the beginning. Ah, ladylike and polished. I like that. Ladylike and polished. This is how they describe it. If you gravitate toward feminine dresses and feel most confident when your locks are fastened in a chignon, there's a good chance you'll feel comfortable in delicate, flowery scents blended with smooth and creamy musk. Rich rose, lily, jasmine, and peony are popular this season. So for ladylike and polished, if you like that sweet fragrance, Prada has one called Candy Floral, which sounds wonderful. Stella McCartney has one called Stella. Estee Lauder's Modern Muse Chic. Tory Burch has one, Tory Burch Eau de Parfum. Also, Dolce & Gabbana, Velvet Rose, and Saks Fifth Avenue has one that's called Aaron. It's Iris Meadows.
I would think it'd be called too expensive.
Yeah. Well, that one's $110. Most expensive is the Dolce & Gabbana Velvet Rose, $210. Most of the others are anywhere from $60 to $70. So. And that's what it's been for quite some time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of used to paying that. But I will say if you do get the Eau de Parfum, it will last much longer than the Eau de Toilette. I'm sure most people know that, but just in case you don't, there is a difference. Okay, the next category is ultra glamorous. Are you ultra glamorous? On evenings that call for fur trim necklines, strappy stilettos, and look at me lashes, those marvelous 3D lashes, a sexy scent is in order and you'll feel most alluring wearing exotic or spicy smells like patchouli and amber. I love that. New jasmine and mandarin fragrances are punched up with these, plus intoxicating vanilla and woods that leave a lasting impression. So if you're in the mood for an ultra-glamorous fragrance, Elizabeth Arden's Red Door is on the list. Very reasonably, you know. Mm-hmm. Michael Kors, Sexy Rio de Janeiro. I love Michael Kors. Also, Gucci has one, Gucci Premier. Sounds really nice. And at Sephora, you can find Givenchy's Dahlia Divin, $90 for that. These are running from $70 to $90, something like
right.
that. So you have your feminine, you have your ultra glamorous, then you have your modern and sleek. Some women don't like the frilly, you know, perfumey scent. So modern and sleek. Are you the understated type who favors tailored monochromatic clothing, streamlined accessories, and minimal makeup? These women prefer fragrances that are complex but never overpowering and that mix clean, classic scents like bergamot and sandalwood, right? If you're one of those, there are some fragrances for you. Hermes has one, Burberry, My Burberry, Calvin Klein's Reveal, Giorgio Armani has a nice fragrance. Who else am I looking at? Narcisco Rodriguez. So you can find these at Bloomingdale's and, of course, Burberry.com, USA.Hermes.com, and more Giorgio Armani. All right. Are you an edgy trendsetter? fashion-forward women who invest in daring designer pieces will like bold and addictive scents. So look for potent concentrates, new from Chanel and Dior, or blends with a nod to luxe fabrics like cashmere and leather. Apply sparingly before you've stepped into your clothes to give your body heat a chance to intensify the base notes. So some of these edgy trendsetter fragrances, Lancôme, they have one, Balenciaga, that's available at Macy's. Chanel's Coco Noir is one of those fragrances, and more. So Macy's, Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue, you can find all of them. Maybe you're a free spirit. A spontaneous woman is the ideal candidate for a flirty, fruity fragrance. If her style is casual, she'll be attracted to light and fresh scents. This is true. So, citrusy or marine blends with woody notes make the perfect daytime spritz. Seek out grapefruit, raspberry, or water hyacinth top notes with musk. I think that's true. Some free spirit fragrances. Chloe at Sever. I used to wear that. I wore Chloe for years.
Okay.
Marc Jacobs Pink Honey. I really like how that sounds. Marc Jacobs Pink Honey. I'm going to have to check that out. And Jo Malone London Wood Sage and Sea Salt. Okay, nice. That one, I don't know. Sage and Sea Salt. That is not one for me.
It's one of those you just have to try.
I would have to try that to see, but it doesn't sound like something I like.
Right.
But I do like, of course, Chloe. I think I outgrew that fragrance.
Okay.
Because fragrances are like that. You have them for a season in your life.
Anything in there for men?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Because you got to talking about perfume, and I was wondering, I'm like, do they still sell 212 for men?
And you talked about that before.
And sure enough, I looked it up. They still sell it at Macy's.
I was going to say, you mentioned that before. You really like that fragrance.
212?
That's your fragrance.
It was that or Lagerfeld, and I kind of outgrew Lagerfeld, but I got a hold of 212. It was like, wow, okay, this could actually get me to wearing it again.
Yeah, you know? I love fragrance. I just think it's a finishing touch.
Yeah.
To your whole image that you're projecting. So you want to make sure it's a fragrance that complements your style, as we just talked about. What is your style? Are you glamorous? Are you trendy? You know, or are you sporty?
I'm neither one of those.
you want to have a fragrance that is reflective of who you are and that makes you feel good. Okay, it's 12:30. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the When Style Matters show live on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes. Allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
When you don't feel well, you don't function well. Sharon at Wellness Matters has many options for you or your loved ones. Wellness Matters is an integrative wellness studio with two local locations where you can receive massage, reflexology, cupping, and aromatherapy using doTERRA essential oils. oils, and more. Also, wellness coaching, yoga, and anxiety relief is offered. So schedule your session at the Colorado Springs or Fountain location today. Call Sharon at 719-351-4837 or go to yeswellnessmatters.com. For your wellness matters.
Do you look in the mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin? Then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With two physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit genesismedspa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's Genesis Med Spa.com.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysopata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
Welcome back, listeners. You're on the Wind Style Matters show with Lynette Jones. We've talked about a number of things today. Walmart with their fat girl costumes, Renee Zellweger. Just before the break, we were speaking about another article on style. And now I have a couple of more things to talk about. One that I thought was interesting was an article that's talking about men. Lynn, since you're here. I'm
okay,
pulling it up.
I guess.
A shave and a haircut getting a new life. And the article is basically saying it's based on a barbershop, a 100-year-old barbershop in San Diego's Little Italy section, which is a wonderful section of San Diego. And it's talking about how men over the last, I guess, several years were kind of going to the regular salon to get a haircut and a trim, and that now there is a trend for them to go back to the old-fashioned barber chair. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think you had said something earlier about it in regards to, I guess, just going back to the ways of old. Apparently, clean cuts are coming back.
Clean cuts are coming back.
I figure as soon as I grow up the beard, now it's,
yes.
Now clean cuts are coming back. Mm-hmm. But I think overall, there's a certain ambiance when you go
yes.
to a barbershop.
That's
regardless
it.
Of where, regardless of where you go, there's a certain ambiance there. There's a certain, you know, there's a certain feeling you get when you have that. That straight razor cut,
yes,
or basically for me, for a lot of guys, it's just being able to hang around other men.
Exactly,
it's kind of like one of our last stops. It's
mm-hmm.
one of our things that where we can go in there and talk about
mm-hmm.
certain things that you wouldn't be able to talk about or wouldn't feel comfortable talking about anywhere else.
In a salon,
right? I mean, I know personally, I enjoy it. It's been a while since I've been to a barber, being that I'm completely bald and my wife won't let me shave my beard. but I know for sure when I go with my son, it's a collection of men from all walks of life.
Yes.
There's a couple of women there who are excellent barbers, but they fit right in.
Yes.
And it's just overall, it's an ambiance, it's an atmosphere. It's it's one of those things that you schedule time for.
That's right.
Instead of just going to go get it done. It's not
and
a thing.
And hurry off.
Yeah, it's not just one of those things where you just get in and get it and get out.
No.
You go there. You hang there. It's,
that's right.
And that's what you like to see. And
it's a social thing.
Exactly.
It's socializing. And it's also cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in the African-American community, mm-hmm. the barbershop has never gone out of style.
No.
I don't think the men are not going to hair salons. They're going still to the barbershop.
Yeah.
You know, and so they spoke with this barber, and he said, you know, a shave isn't cheap nowadays at this particular barbershop in Little Italy. That shave can cost you $45. However, they said it's only $16 at Lefty's. So you have your choice, you know, they're high end and lower end.
Right.
But the nice thing, the barber says, a good shave also takes time. It's not something that you want to rush. And that's what you were just saying. You know, you want to go for the whole experience. Obviously, you can shave yourself, but it's the luxury. you know, of having someone use the straight edge and do it for you. And then, of course, they do the face massage and the hot towels. And all of that is a process, you know, much like the women who enjoy going to the hair salon.
Yeah.
Certainly, we can do it ourselves, but we enjoy that pampering. And so the old-fashioned barbershop thing is growing again.
I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it. There's I know there's one particular shop here in the Springs, Caveman Barbershop. It's a very small outfit, only two chairs, but they're the number one, they're the old-style barber chairs. Incredibly mm-hmm. comfortable.
And big.
Yeah, and they're incredibly huge, incredibly comfortable, and they're, I think she said they were like 70 years old.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, both of these, I mean, these are literally antiques, but
yes.
but you sit in it and you instantly fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You lean back. It's
funny,
like,
the guy in
done.
The article said the same thing, that he goes to the barbershop and he falls asleep.
So while they're doing,
yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. So anyway, I thought that was fun and interesting for the men who are out there listening to my show, and I do have some male listeners.
Yeah, you do.
So there you go. All right, the last thing I want to talk about today is an article on productivity, and it's called 5 Things You Should Be Doing to Have an Insanely Productive Week. I like that title. First of all, it's long, like mine.
Yeah,
I always have a long title.
All of your titles are long, but they're catchy.
Exactly. So here we go. 5 Things You Should Be Doing to Have an Insanely Productive Week. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. A productive week depends largely on what you focus on every working day and how much time you allocate to activities that take up your time, i.e. busy work. Working harder does not necessarily mean you are being productive. There will always be a better way to complete that task. Find it, work smarter, and get more work done in your working week. Here are a few things that you can do to have an insanely productive week this and every other week. Here we go. Number one, stop planning and start doing.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It's okay to make time to plan what needs to be done in the week or month, but when you get back to the planning table often, you lose precious productive hours just going back thinking of what I should be doing. So instead of plan, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
The option to work on a task in the future instead of now seems comfortable but not prudent. While you keep telling yourself you don't have to do it now, that task won't go away, and somebody will have to eventually account for it. So instead of procrastinating, get on with it and check it off your to-do list, right?
Procrastinators unite tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, are your meetings really worthwhile? This is a good one. Most people spend too much time in meetings when they should be working and getting things done. So to ensure that you're making the most of your time, create a time budget. This will help you realize how much time you're losing to meetings or planning when you should be doing actual work. You'll be surprised at how much time you can get done every week if you start tracking how much time you spend planning or meeting.
Nice.
And that's really true. So you have to try to prioritize your meetings. You know, a lot of people want to meet with you, but they just want to meet for the sake of meeting.
Right.
If it's not something that's really going to fit in and align with what you're trying to do, I suggest a virtual coffee. Let's have a virtual coffee.
Yeah.
Talk over the phone where I can see my clock and time how much, you know, how many minutes I want to allocate to this phone conference. And it's just easier. But when you're constantly meeting people in person, first of all, it takes time to travel there. Then you spend time in the actual meeting, and it's a little more difficult to, you know, close out that meeting than if you're on the phone. And then you spend time traveling back to your next destination. So you've probably lost anywhere from 30 to an hour just in travel.
Mm-hmm.
So if it isn't something that you absolutely need to meet for in person, do as I do. Suggest a virtual coffee.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Number two, I love this one. You don't have to say yes to every request. The difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything. This is a quote from Warren Buffett. The difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything. I love that. Saying yes to a request seems easier than a simple no. Yet every time you agree to do something for somebody that brings low or no result, it makes it difficult to have a schedule you can really control. You don't want that. You can achieve more if you know what you have to do, when you have to do it, and what you expect to accomplish. All that can be done in controlled schedule.
Yeah.
Totally.
How do you think rich people hold on to their money?
Exactly. No.
No.
Okay, number three. I know there are a number of people who are affected by this. Don't be a perfectionist. If you keep chasing perfection, it could take you longer to get your tasks done, and you will most likely be less productive than you plan. The reason being is when you actively strive for perfection, you spend more time on a single task than required, causing your other responsibilities to get pushed back. Of course, and this will cause you to lose time and possibly annoy your immediate boss in the process.
Yeah.
Perfectionism is even higher when you don't account to anyone but yourself. Yes, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs,
yeah.
Perfectionism can really, you know, cost you a lot, as the fine-tuning never ends.
The one thing that I remember telling all of you when you started your journeys in radio is,
mm-hmm.
if you are a perfectionist, get out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
And I work on that with me, because there's a part of me that is, you know, wants to be perfect in everything.
Absolutely.
I do. And I probably spend a little more time than I should, or maybe a lot,
you know,
on some projects, one being my monthly e-newsletters.
Yeah.
It's really important to me that they flow, that they're attractive, you know, that the information is
right.
valuable, and I do spend probably a little more time, but I always make sure that it's out on time.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with trying to strive for it. There's
yes.
nothing wrong with striving for perfection.
Strive for it.
But understand that, at least on this side, on the radio side,
they're not going to be perfect in anything
you do. I guarantee you this much. If you have the perfect show,
yes.
your next one's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
I can guarantee it.
And I, you know, I had to learn that early on in my business, that, you know what, it's more important to get it out.
Yep.
If there are things that you want to tweak the next time around, do it then. But it's more important that you get it out,
yeah.
that you get the task done.
Exactly.
Even if it isn't perfect. If you're writing an article for your blog, it may not be perfect, but it's better to get it out
mm-hmm.
than to continue to tweak it and tweak it and tweak it, and you never move forward.
Exactly.
So don't be a perfectionist. Number four, get everything out of your head. Don't rely heavily on your memory. It will fail you when you need it most. Instead, write things down. There are hundreds of options for taking notes. Everything from the good old sticky notes to applications like Evernote. I've heard a lot about that. People really like that app, Evernote.
Yeah.
Right?
It works.
And Wunderlist. So by jotting down everything that needs to get done in the week, you'll have a better picture of what needs to be accomplished and set your priorities accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly do that, and I like writing. So, also, number five, review and measure your accomplishments. Just before you close the week and prepare for next week, review your achievements along with everything else that needed to be done to see if you really got your work done. Get mm-hmm. back to your to-do list and check them off, and find out what you were not able to do and why. Then you can celebrate your accomplishments, take note of everything you postpone, and learn from your mistakes. You'll be better prepared for the following week. And that's it. So those are the five things you should be doing to have an insanely productive week. I agree with that.
Yeah, it should be good. And,
right?
And don't do like me and try to go out and get a charger for your phone and literally shut down the entire station. That was my fault.
Okay, then. You don't want to do that.
No, don't do that.
All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Win Style Matters Show on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes. Allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
When you don't feel well, you don't function well. Sharon at Wellness Matters has many options for you or your loved ones. Wellness Matters is an integrative wellness studio with two local locations where you can receive massage, reflexology, cupping, and aromatherapy using doTERRA essential oils and more. Also, wellness coaching, yoga, and anxiety relief is offered. So schedule your session at the Colorado Springs or Fountain location today. Call Sharon at 719-351-4837 or go to yeswellnessmatters.com. For your wellness matters.
Do you look in the mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin? Then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With two physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit GenesisMedSpa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's GenesisMedSpa.com.
Are you ready to have 300% more volume on your lovely lashes? That's right. 300% longer, 300% thicker, 300% more amazing. Unique's Moodstruck 3D Mascara performs like no other mascara on the market. Made from 100% natural green tea fiber, it is safe for contact lens wearers, is water resistant, yet removes easily with any face wash and water. Get the look of extensions and false lashes without all the hassle and the high cost. There is even a money back guarantee, but I guarantee you will not want your money back. Order online at uniqueproducts.com/Mary Pearsall. Unique spelled Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E. And Pearsall is P-E-A-R-S-A-L-L. Or give me a call at 719-287-3488. And I will be glad to help you board the last train.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysopata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
You can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcast 1.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here on the When Style Matters show. We're coming up on the final portion of our show. And Lynn and I have been having an interesting conversation about another article that came out that's getting a lot of attention this week. And for some reason, I was like, I can't find your message. And this one is about a young lady in New York City, correct?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the title of it was, "This is what 10 hours of catcalling really looks like." And it's a video, I guess, and it's showing a number of, she's going down the street.
Yeah, she's just walking, she's continuously walking down the street of New York.
Right.
And I put it this way, when you are a nice looking woman, and you're walking, you are going to be subjected to a couple of what's called catcalls.
Yes.
It shows it. I mean, it's cut down. I think it's like a 2.5, 3.5 minute deal or whatever. And it shows it. You know, a lot of guys. Hey, how you doing? Hey, girl. Damn, girl. Hey, girl. You know, hey, how you doing? This, that, and the other. While I understand the message there, and I understand the call to action. I believe the group is called Holla Back. It's an It's an anti street harassment organization.
Yes.
And while I understand that, here's my problem. If you go through that entire video, if you go through, not that whole 10 hours, but if you go through that video.
The video.
90% of what she heard was, hello.
How are you?
Hi. How are you? Now, not saying that I'm a catcall expert, because I'm not.
Yes.
But there's a difference between, hi, how are you, and, damn, girl. Ooh! Wow!
Yeah,
and that was only about 10% of it.
Obvious catcalling.
And my deal is, I believe she would have made her point better had she stopped and spoken to one,
at least one.
You speak to one. If somebody says, "Hey, how are you?" Hey, I'm fine.
Maybe
how are
that
you?
Was her test to see if I don't say anything. Just now, exactly how many will I get?
Now there were a couple that were, I mean, even for a guy, there were a couple that were creepy.
They were creepy.
There was one that
catcalling is really not fun.
There was one that walked with her for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that is not okay.
Even as a guy, I'd have called the cops. I'd have had mace.
And this happens to a lot of women.
Yeah.
Every day.
Exactly.
That's the problem, I think, is what she's saying, that this happens to a lot of young women every day, and it's another one of those things that's looked at as kind of acceptable behavior. Oh, it's just guys being guys. But it's not okay, as you said.
Yeah.
A normal greeting, hello, how you doing, that's okay. But, you know, that real catcalling is not okay. So anyway, I thought it was interesting that Lynn brought it up, and I said, hey, I just saw that article as well.
Like, man.
You know, she didn't say anything to anybody, but as I said to Lynn, there's probably a reason for that. She's probably been, you know, a victim of trying to be nice on other times and saying hello, and then that turns into a lot more than just hello. Personally, I have experienced that.
True.
Certainly in Philly.
And
you don't want to say anything, because if you say something, then that just encourages that same behavior, and now they're walking down the street with you.
True.
And the next thing is, what's your number?
That is true.
And especially she's 24.
Yeah, and like I said, I understand her plight. I understand what she was trying to convey.
Yes.
But and I understand your point as well, as far as it can always lead to something else.
Yes.
But on the same token, if 90% of your video is, hey, how are you?
That's
hi.
The thing.
Hi, and you keep walking. Now you've just given an image of, I'm too good for you. Mm-hmm. This, that, and the other.
I don't want to speak at all.
And I'm looking at it as if I were a part of this. If I'm saying hi, that's automatically going to be my immediate thought. The minute she walks by me like that, like, wow, really? I just said hi.
Yeah.
I'm a happily married man. But you look nice today. Just saying hi.
Just say hi.
You know?
So hopefully, you know, young ladies, you're able to just say hello back. But I do understand that can lead to more unpleasantries.
There's one.
I mean, it's just not always okay. You don't want to say anything.
There's one, and there's a YouTube video of it, and they call it a gold digger prank. Of a guy who was leaning on a Bugatti, and lady walks by. Hey, how you doing? Lady immediately stops. Fine, how are you? Blah blah blah. Hey, I'm new to town. I want to get something to eat. Do you know of a good place?
Mm-hmm.
And after she makes a suggestion, he says, "Well, hey, let's go."
Uh-huh.
And the minute she reaches to go for the car door of the Bugatti, he points to the Hyundai behind him and says, "No, no, no, that's my car."
Uh-huh.
And then from there you see the reaction of some women.
Yes.
They go, "No, thanks."
Maybe not.
What was good about that one was that the last girl said, "Whatever,
sure.
I'm still hungry. Let's go eat." You know,
exactly. So you know. That was interesting.
Don't judge.
Try not to judge. But if you've been exposed to it on a regular basis, which I totally get, because it did happen to me a lot, especially on the East Coast, when, you know, I took public transportation. So there was a lot more walking. You didn't drive everywhere in Philly. We took public transportation. So you were out walking.
Oh, come on, man.
It could be,
oh, come on.
It could be girl. Too much.
Hey,
yeah.
Girl. Hey, girl.
You were, you know, not good if you did respond and bad if you
I'm
didn't.
I'm sorry. It's so. Philly. Yo, yo. Yeah. Yes. Yo, girl. Yo, yo.
The appropriate thing is yo. So anyway, just thought we'd share that little discussion with you. You can see the article. I think it's posted on my page. If not, I'll post it on my Wind Style Matters fan page and check it out. Just want to remind you again of my upcoming event on November 22nd, 5 Things Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know About Her Body and Style. And I also want to let you know that beginning January of 2015, my phenomenal 40-plus woman series will be coming on strong. And over the next several weeks, I hope to interview several women that I believe are phenomenal 40-plus women right here on the Wind Style Matters show. You're going to be hearing from them, going to get their take on what they think being a phenomenal 40-plus woman means, and more. So stay tuned for some interesting, new, fun guests, all leading up to my phenomenal 40-plus woman series that will begin in 2015. Mm-hmm. You can sign up on the interest list now, or if you attend my workshop on November 22nd, I'm making a special discount offer to you. So you want to be there. The RSVPs are coming in, and I appreciate all the ladies that have done so. Until next week, let me give a final shout-out to my sponsors, Unique Products, Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, Wellness Matters LLC, Lynn Putnam with Silpata Designs, and Genesis Med Spa. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Lynette Jones and your host for Wind Style Matters Live. I'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, remember what I always say. You never get a second chance to make a great first impression. Enjoy the rest of your week.